During this Fortnight for Freedom, Light of Life Radio presents Witnesses to Freedom.
Little Sisters of the Poor. When a blind, paralyzed elderly widow needed a place, Sister Jean gave up her own bed so that the woman could have a comfortable place to sleep during her last years on earth. What began as a small community of a few single women taking in poor strangers in rural France in the early 1800s became an order now known as the Little Sisters of the Poor. The Little Sisters' mission is to offer the neediest elderly of every race and religion a home where they will be welcomed as Christ, cared for as family, and accompanied with dignity until God calls them to Himself. The Little Sisters beg for all that they need to take care of the elderly poor. The Little Sisters established roots in several countries, arriving in the United States in 1868. They now have 27 nursing homes across the United States where they take care of poor elderly residents. Unfortunately, a recent mandate from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services would force the Little Sisters to arrange for coverage of abortion-inducing drugs, contraceptives, and sterilization in their employee health plans. If the Little Sisters do not arrange for coverage of these services, then they face massive fines from the federal government. The Little Sisters were forced to sue the federal government in order to stave off these potentially crushing fines on their ministry. Their case has recently been heard before the U.S. Supreme Court, which will decide whether to vindicate the Little Sisters' rights to free exercise of religion under federal law. The Little Sisters have argued that religious freedom exists not only for houses of worship, but also for those who serve others. The Little Sisters have dedicated their lives to following Christ in service to the world. We pray that our government will respect the freedom of all people of faith to contribute to the common good. Let us pray for the Little Sisters of the Poor.